Welcome to the Jazz Podcast. In conversation with musicians from the UK jazz scene and beyond. And now your hosts, Rob Cope and Tara Minton.
Hello and welcome to the Jazz Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Cope, and this is episode 221, where Tara Minton and I are going to interview the wonderful Andrei Shmut. He is an alto player. He's Ukrainian. He's now living in the States. He's making huge waves in all the scenes he dares step in, and massively deserves his success. What a wonderfully lovely man you're about to meet. This, before we start, is a track of his called Night Town. Andrei Shmut, welcome, sir, to the Jazz Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
We just had a listen to your tune, Night Town, which was incredible from your latest album, Soulmate. And Tara Minton is here as well. Hi, Tara. How are you doing?
Hey, Rob. I'm great. Long time no see.
This is fantastic. I know. A reunion.
Woohoo!
Yeah, happy days. So, Andrei, tell us a bit about you and your life, your music. Tell us everything.
Okay. First of all, I want to say sorry, like, because my English is not good sometimes, but I will try to improve. I'm born in Ukraine, small village called Medzhibish. My dad was pastor. And I never heard about saxophone and jazz music or something like this. But one day, it was like God's gift. My church received sax player, and he played one service there. And when I listened to her, it blew my mind. And I like, if I wanna play anything, it will be saxophone. And I started asking my parents, please, I want to be sax player, I want to be musician. And start like this. Then we move to capital of Ukraine, Kyiv. I start practicing there in music school, and then college, university, and master degree also. And during this period, praise God, I meet a lot of great musician. I started work with Jamala. Jamala is Ukrainian singer. She also sing jazz music, also folk music, like Crimean music. And in 2017, I also met Bob James, and it's totally changed my life. Yeah.
Where did you meet Bob?
I was huge fan of him. I listened to him 13 or 14 years ago in Kyiv, in life. And I'm like, man, if you want to be a musician, you want to be like him. Like, I start listening to his music, And 2015, I guess, I start record my music, my own music, and I had big dream to have Mr. James piano solo in my tune.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the student in Kyiv, and I decide I will send him message through Facebook. And I just send this my demo in Facebook, and I said him like, I am your huge fan, and my big dream to have your solo right here. It's just 16 bar solo. And I send it just like on a space, you know, because always the monsters like Bob James, they don't answer it. But after 2 or 3 hours, he answered me and he said, I love your tune. I will record solo for you.
Wow.
Yeah. And he record and he care also about this song. And we became friends. And then I start dream another dream to play with Bob James in Ukraine with my band. And this was really difficult to make this happen, but it's happened. In 2019 we had big concert in Ukraine, Andrei Chmut and Bob James, and also we touring in London. We have few concert there.
Where did you play in London?
Pizza Express.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we played there, Bob James Quartet. And then we live normal life and just create the music together. We decide to collaborate and record like collaboration album together. It's during pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But then he invite me to his house in Michigan, and we had record session with him preparing new music. I'm so excited about it, and I can't wait to release it with him. I hope in next year. And after this record session last year, he just drive me to airport and wave me goodbye. And war started in Ukraine. And I can't chance to return to my hometown, Kyiv. Yeah.
So did you hop on the plane back home or could you not get back?
No. I'm just going to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And through this way, war started in Ukraine.
Yeah.
To be honest, Bob James was the first person who called me like right back and said, Andre, I send you the tickets, please, you can stay at my home or like long how you want. And yeah, I'm so grateful to him for his open heart, and he really helped, because I returned to Lithuania and I live 9 months in Lithuania. I had the chance to take my family, my wife and my child to Lithuania.
Mm.
And can you imagine, Bob came there too. And we spent there one week with him. We play big festival and also work for the new music through this war. And then we decide to moved to US with my wife and my child, and right now we are here in Florida. And when I move, I received a message from Bob's manager like, Andre, we wanna have tour with you. And we had great tour. It's 14 concert around United States 2 months ago. It was Seattle Jazz Alley, Napa, Blue Note, also Hawaii Blue Note, and a lot of different places. And I'm so happy, and I praise God for that. It's like a huge musical miracle in my life.
It really is a testament to the energy of being a fan. You know, being a fan of music, being a fan of a person's music, and living your life within that space. You know, it can't be received as anything but genuine. And so I'm sure when Bob James read your email, the genuine love that you have for his music and for jazz must have come across. And then all of the wonderful things that have followed, I think spring out of that energy of gratefulness and true love of the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you feel when you first heard Bob playing on your music? That must have been awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel awesome, and I love his solo. I listen it like 100 times and almost transcribe it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'd be like, let's try, like, learn it and be like, what's he done?
And you know what funny? I sent him a message like, Bob, I love it so much. How can I grateful how much it will cost for me? And I was like worried because I know how much it can cost, you know? And he answered like, Andre, you know, I'm scrolling your Facebook and I think you don't have a lot of money. And yeah, and I'm deciding my heart if you will like my first solo, my first double, it will free for you. And I'm like, yeah, Bob, I like it. I love it so much. And a lot of Ukrainian piano player after transcribe this solo and play with me because they love it. They love this solo. It's solo really incredible.
Can I ask a question about, I guess, your creative practice and your creative flow? In the Ukraine and now that you're in Florida, does the space to create and write feel different now that you're in the US, or is it the same? How is it like for you?
In Ukraine, I had the stable, like everything calm. For me, it's very important to have this calm. Mm-hmm. But when war started, it's changed. Mm. My music was changed also. And right now I don't have a stables. I'm live there and this. I live different places. I try to create music, but my music start to be different because this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. So are you writing at the minute?
The music?
Yeah, like obviously not presently. We're having a chat right now, but in a general sense.
Yeah, I'm here with my instruments and
oh wow, you are.
Whole stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I'm yeah.
Is that a metal mouthpiece on the soprano?
That's how can I say? This handmade mouthpiece. It's my my friend from Ukraine. He made it for me. But this soprano, it's very funny because it's no name. I bought this soprano in supermarket for $80.
What supermarket sells a soprano?
I don't know, man. It's like Ukrainian supermarket. I bought 14 years ago and I play with this soprano like 14 years, all my records and Bob James records too. And I have a funny moment in Jazz Alley, like one of my favorite sax player, smooth jazz sax player, his name Jeff Kashiva. he came to this concert, and after concert I tell him, like, man, I'm your huge fan. I'm really worried to play because you on a house. And he asked me, Andre, what kind of soprano are you use? Because it's most beautiful sound I ever heard in my life. I said, really? It's crazy because I'm using just supermarket $80 soprano. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's absolutely ridiculous. It does sound incredible. It's on that album that we played at the start.
Could you imagine a soprano sax, any kind of musical instrument being sold at a supermarket in the UK, Rob?
No. Literally, no. Just like...
couldn't even buy a ukulele.
No. No, that's a good point. Recorders, nothing. We got nothing going on here. It's terrible.
Yeah, guys, but I have normal instrument. My alto saxophone is normal.
What is it? the alto?
It's Selmer Reference 54.
Oh, lovely.
I heard your music, and I love your sound and love your soprano too.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I love yours. I was just listening to it in the car before we started here. This track, Dance With Me, has some beautiful soprano on. And I can't believe, because I think that my soprano is really nice. And I'm like, it's not me. Like, I tried one the other day that was modern and it sounded terrible. And it's like, I need the sax. I can't believe what you can do on a saxophone. Are you ever tempted to change it? Have you ever tried different ones? Is it not the same?
Yeah, definitely. I try a lot of them. And when I was in Lithuania, my stuff was in Ukraine because the war. And a few friends rent me tenor and soprano, and I played there with Yamaha 85EX, and it's really good soprano, but I miss my supermarket stuff.
I'm so inspired by this.
I am. This is the best. I'm so confused and delighted that you can do this. Is it harder to play in tune? Does it have any obvious difficulties that you have to work around when you're playing it?
You mean with the soprano?
Yeah. Like when you played the Yamaha, were there things that you were like, oh, well, that's easy, but it doesn't sound as good?
Yeah, the problem is I don't know how can I explain in English, but this instrument I play 14 years. That's why this, I don't know, it's like metal, remember my missiles or my embouchure or something. I don't know. And when I play with new saxophone, it's kind of like in tube, you know, like sounds like muted.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sure. If I play with Yamaha or Selmer 1 year or 2 years, sure, it will be the same. But I don't know. It's part of my life right now.
It's a brilliant story, Andre. I wouldn't change it for the world.
No.
No, where did you live in Vilnius? Lithuania.
Vilnius. I live in Vilnius. Yeah, we used to live in hotel 9 months. And, you know, I'm go to the shop, music store there with my little girl. She's 3. And she's saw their ukulele. And she said to me, like, Dad, this is guitar right for me. Can you buy it for me? And I bought it for her, and she was happy like 5 minutes, I think. And then she just put it, this ukulele, and play with dolls. And when we lives in hotel, I use my shower room. It was like my studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I record there something, and I'm so grateful to my neighbors because they never call to the police. And I'm also take ukulele and start wrote Ukrainian songs, because I'm not singer. I'm never like I can sing. I wrote some songs, but there in shower room, I'm record 10 Ukrainian songs with ukulele. And it's also right now part of my music life because it's like different. Because when war started, I feel like I have to say something more than just play saxophone. I have to say something powerful for Ukrainian people. And I try to say it through my voice and ukulele, but I have terrible voice. It's not good. It's just like, what can you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you want to say?
I want to say a lot of things, you know, because my family there in Kyiv, my dad, he's a pastor. My whole family helps refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, because like, it's very difficult situation. I feel like guilty because I'm here. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here before the war and I can't back. And I'm like, what I can say? I'm here. I can't feel the same feelings here. But I just can say I will return to home. I just can say, Mama, like, I will return to you. I pray for you. I know how it's hard. And I cry with you. I cry with my nation, you know. That's all I can say. And I try to say it through my lyric in my songs. Yeah.
It's such a hideous situation that it's so awful. Nobody really imagined something like this could happen now. I can't even imagine how conflicted you must feel. Like you have a little girl and for her to be safe is all that matters. But then, you know, you still have family there that can't be with you. I guess it's just a feeling where you can't sort of be whole again until Ukraine is, and all the land is rightfully returned and there's peace and there's reparations for the people that have tried to disturb the peace. Can you even put into any words how you feel? Because it's hard to imagine.
Yeah. But anyway, I feel blessed. I feel really blessed. And I feel like God guide me right here. And through the Bob James, through good people here, and also IG Immigration, the company who helped me right now with my documents. I'm so grateful to them also.
Has it been difficult, that process?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And I had the chance grow like musician here, because when I play with Bob James, right now we play jazz music. It's not common music for me. Yeah, sure, I play, like, I'm grow up with Charlie Parker and all this stuff, but my way was like more smooth jazz stuff. And right now we play like quartet music, sometimes crazy difficult. And I'm so happy because I can develop this type of style with my saxophone. And I'm just grateful. Yeah.
It's so lovely to hear that story because, you know, when you talk to the greats of the past, they talk about, you know, getting a job in Miles Davis Band and learning from that. And I feel like now there's such a focus on conservatoire, you know, going to jazz conservatoire, learning the right language, and then you know, this false idea that you emerge fully formed, which is completely ridiculous. And your story of being with Bob James, learning this new music whilst working within it. You know, these are the stories that we love to hear from the great artists, and it's so good to know that it's still happening that way.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, it's totally true, because I hope you guys listen to his music, Bob James Trio, 4Play.
Oh, I've been to see Bob play. I love Bob so much. My mum's a huge Bob James fan. This is going to be one of her favorite episodes. So yeah, rest assured, you're in good company with us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I'm like, when I listen to him, even in our live concert, like I'm close my eyes and it sounds like, wow, it's Bob James play here. It's him. It's him on the reel. I'm stay with him. And I'm like, some concert, I'm real crying. I'm like my feeling so deep through his music. He like tell my story, my own story. When he play like just him and piano, and he play like piece of improvisation, and he tell like my story of my whole life. I tell him, it's something special.
It really is amazing that you have had this. I'm sorry, we've talked about this already, but I just can't still believe you just sent him your tracks on like Facebook, you know? Doesn't seem, it's so heartening to me, you know, if your music's good enough, then it's gonna, and you just do it personally. You know, you don't need a tour manager, you don't need an agent, and, you know, this whole team, you can just cut right through all the noise with some amazing supermarket soprano.
Yeah. To be honest, when I send him this track, yeah, I play alto.
The solo.
When he recorded this solo, he asked me like 5 or 7 questions. And to be honest, I don't understand what he mean. He asked me, do you have this song for label or for you or for your friends? Do you have home for your music? Do you have some contracts? And I'm like, what? Here in Ukraine, it's work different. We don't have just labels. I just answered him like, Bob, this song for me. And I'm like, just amazed to record it with you. It's more about process and feelings. And praise God, after I had the chance to release it through label in Los Angeles. Yeah. But the first step was like this. I was student and send him this demo. And right now, every concert, before concert, he tell this story about our friendship, and he always said like, I never looking for new artist and never read kind of message like this, but those days something tell me to hit this song. And
do you have this song still? Like, well, of course you do. Where is it? How can our listeners find this track? This first ever Bob solo. Is it online somewhere?
Yeah, this song called Moving Forward. I think it's one of my popular. It's not popular, but it's in my song, it's like most
popular. Oh, I found it. Yes.
Yeah, I have different version in YouTube. It's
right.
Yeah.
I found one that says featuring Bob James. This can't miss.
Yeah. And we play this song with Bob James Quartet, we did different acoustic arrangement and we play also. That's so cool. I'm so proud.
Yeah, well, so you should be. It's incredible. It's incredible. Andre, thank you so much for coming on the show. There's so much that you've blown our minds with today. Is there anything else about this track? I'm going to play it for our listeners, this Moving Forward featuring Bob James. This is from your album Smoothability from 2018.
Yeah, correct.
All right, fantastic.
This song... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, yeah. You know, guys, it's this song, for me, it's something special because I'm start like my music career with this song. But right now, this song have different meaning. This song called Moving Forward, and I'm dedicate this song whole people who fighting for freedom and who moving forward to our win and our freedom, Ukrainian freedom. Yeah, it's something like this.
Amen.
Yeah. Andre, thank you so much.
Thank you, real guys. Thank
huge you. Pleasure, man.
Are you right. playing harp?
Yes, I'm a harpist.
Wow, it's one of my favorite instruments. I'm dreamed to have a song like saxophone, soprano with harp.
You know, there is a Ukrainian jazz harpist called Alina Bzezinska.
I hope I heard about her. Yeah. Wow.
She's just played a concert in Odessa.
Oh.
To for the people of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. I didn't know that, Tara.
Yeah.
That's incredible. She came on the show a few years ago. It's a lovely guest.
In more innocent times.
Yeah, I know, right? The world is awful. You were like, for us, like leaving the European Union was like, can't get any worse than this. And then COVID. And it's like, well, after COVID, hopefully it'll all be a bit better. And now, and now it's like food prices in the world are going up and the war. And it's like, oh my goodness. Like, come on now. This is... You know, when I think back on that show, I think that was 2019. They're like, oh, my goodness. You know, had no idea what was coming. Everything seemed just like normal and fine. And, you know, but. It is. Yeah.
That's what I told my little girl. She's 4 right now. And I said, like, you know, when you born in 2019, you had 8 normal months. And then COVID started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, hopefully there'll be some 80 odd normal years coming.
Yeah, please.
We can only pray. I know, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to make the listeners wait any longer because this is going to be an absolute beauty. Here we go. This is Moving Forward.